Hey, it's extra, extra funny. You're getting what you paid for. And that's a good thing. I just had some of that little pirate's booty in there.
Ooh.
That's what the little snack is called, pirate's booty. I always thought that it was, when my kids would eat that, it was just like a lesser, like less flavor than puffy Cheetos, you know?
Oh.
But I just ate one, and it's an aged white cheddar, and it was pretty good. Maybe they've come a long way since my children were little.
How long are you aging that cheddar? Mm. Pirate's booty. Come on now.
Well, if they made it yesterday and they use it today, it's aged, technically.
Right.
You know.
I find it hard to believe they've got a cheesemonger back there in the back room at the Pirate's Booty factory.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a cheesemonger back there that's just grinding it into a powder.
Can you put me in contact with your cheesemonger, Rob? Is that possible? If you don't mind.
There's a story about these twin sisters. And again, I have to point out that if you say two twins, you don't need to do that when you're talking about twins. It's redundant because twin means two.
Yeah.
And I'll see professional journalists writing articles and that will say two twins from such and such, such and such. And I just want to embarrass them.
You did. I know.
Ugh.
I heard yesterday somebody was like, you need to do some self-reflection. As opposed to,
yeah.
It's like, shut up.
And I thought to myself, who the hell else are you going to think to?
Come on now.
Damn.
Stupid.
But there are these two twin girls. They're 20.
All right.
And they're from Gulf Coast. That's Australia, right? Or is that New Zealand? And they've decided that they want to share a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
And they said it's not a kink. It's just that they have the same taste in everything. And whenever they dated separate guys, the guys would end up getting jealous of the twins' relationship. Like, you don't even care that we're here or anything. That's what they say. He said, we like guys who are tall, muscular, tatted, and handsome. But most importantly, he must be kind, down to earth, with a good sense of humor.
Okay.
But I hadn't gotten far enough into the article to find out how the sexuals would work.
That's what you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's what everybody wants to know.
We actually found it more fun and convenient when just one of us had a partner and we could spend time together, all three of us, chatting and going out. Because I'm gonna tell you what, a single guy dating a woman likes nothing better than for her sister or friend to tag along all the time.
Can she come?
We absolutely love that. Love it. The guy himself wasn't prepared to date a set of twins. But it gave us the idea of having just one boyfriend for both of us instead of one each. Their names are April and Amelia.
Okay. I like those
names. So, what do you say? Aprilia? You'd call them Aprilia as a couple?
Couple name.
Yeah. So that they're looking forward to hanging out together and going out on dates as a throuple. Our boyfriend will only ever engage with us sexually one at a time. Well, that's good. Because I always think that's really gross when you're talking about having twins at the same time. I mean, because they're siblings, and you don't want your sibling sharing a lover with you at the same time. Like, you don't want to be in that.
Are they adult content creators?
I'm on their Instagram. Let me check. As we do share a bedroom.
Good Lord, Rob. What are you doing?
I'm doing what I'm doing.
Damn. Let's see. Where was it? As we don't share a bedroom, he will take it in turns being with each of us separately. Maybe half a week in one bed and the next half in the other.
Okay.
Well, let's see. We would never be jealous of one another. We are best friends and do everything as a duo. We have the same friends, go out together, and have the same taste in everything from fashion to travel destinations. We can't imagine a situation when we would feel jealous of each other. It has never and would never happen. But have y'all ever shared a boyfriend?
Yeah,
this, in a sexual way.
It's totally different than being into the same fashion sense, mm-hmm. sharing the clothes or going to the same vacation destinations. It's different.
Yeah. So the best thing about this relationship would be moments we could all be together. Now, so they like the same travel destination. So they're all hanging together. They go on vacation. They're at a beach vacation. Yeah. They're having fun. They're sipping drinks all day. And then it comes, you know, they get a little fun and frisky and all of that.
Things happen.
You're going to tell me that one of them is drunk, ready to have the boyfriend, and then he chooses the other one in that moment, that they're not going to be, there's not going to be fireworks? Come on.
Give me a break. No way. Mm. There's no way. And he, does he, I don't know. I just picture now you got two women asking if you want to sit on the patio when you go out to dinner. Yeah. You know, like, you want to sit out here. It's got to be way harder to argue with two women at the same time. Imagine mm-hmm. if they're both pissed at you. I mean, yeah. your life is hell.
Yeah, because they have so much in common. They probably agree a lot of the time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to drag ass.
I don't think there's any way, unless it's something about the sexuals, that one of them's mad at you and the other one doesn't join her.
Not a chance.
You know.
And guess what? They like what they like. Okay, you like tall, handsome, tatted up. There's more than one guy out there. You can get two guys. I don't buy into that the guys are getting jealous of the sister's relationship.
No,
guys just, don't get jealous like that.
They're not jealous. They just, you know, would like some time alone with the, you know, with the girl and her, have her, you know, why do we always have to go out with your sister and her boyfriend? Why can't we go out alone?
I would expect
that's not jealousy.
No. And I would expect that dating one twin, I would expect that they're going to be lockstep on everything.
So you wouldn't be into this situation, Regan, even though they're very pretty.
They are very pretty. And, but again, I don't want to, you know, do you want the sister doing each other?
No, they wouldn't be.
Yeah,
they wouldn't be doing that.
I don't know that that's true because they do have an OnlyFans and it looks like they're together.
Oh.
Bumping up against
them. Well, that's just gross.
Look, Riggins, if you're with them, they blur your face.
Yeah, right. Mm. That was the boyfriend.
Okay, so they're smut girls.
Yeah, looks that way.
Yeah, they're OnlyFans smut girls.
Trying to hawk their content. But, you know, the conjoined twins that were super famous, one of them just got married recently, a couple months ago.
Oh,
that's fascinating because they're hooking up, and how does one sister, and apparently the other sister that didn't get married, doesn't particularly care for the guy.
You know, I've always been interested in the history of conjoined twins and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I think the most famous conjoined twins ever were from North Carolina, or they married two brothers from North Carolina.
Who were also conjoined?
No.
Or were they twins?
No.
Really?
They were just brothers, I think. But they were from Siam, old, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why they're called Siamese twins. They used to be called Siamese twins because that's, they came over here and they were in, you know, circuses and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, I met their great, great grandson. He came up at an event one time and said, I'm the one that called in that day when you were talking about the, you know, the conjoined twins as my great, great grandparents, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the same situation, but they were married to different men. And I guess this other one will end up getting married to a guy, a different guy too. So they'll have, you know,
I would think so.
But I mean, that's just, that's playing the cards you were dealt, you know?
Absolutely. There's no reason you shouldn't have happiness or find love, but that guy, I mean, that's gotta be a trippy experience, right?
Yeah.
You don't have the option to only hang out with one sister.
Mm-mm. And, I don't know. They did say that they do something when they're like to, for some semblance of privacy when they're having the relations, right? Like they put up like a blanket or something.
One of the sisters said, like, I disassociate or something along those lines. Like,
puts on earbuds and turns it up loud.
You'd have to, but also,
then you're going to be rocking back and forth.
Back and forth, going into all these different positions. I mean, that is wild.
She's probably like, we're not getting in that position.
Yeah, no, right.
So,
did you let him spit on you? She's like, he's into that. Like, don't spit on me.
Do both of them have the feeling in that area?
I don't know where they're connected. I don't know if it's.
I think they do. Yeah.
Huh.
Because the Siamese twins, they did.
Hmm.
And I've heard stories about that type of thing where it's not a full conjoined twin situation, but parts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so they would have two, like women having two private areas.
Yeah.
And then be married to a guy that would pick and choose, you know.
Wow.
That kind of thing. I'm not saying it as a making fun of it or anything. Yeah, it's just fascinating to me.
It's natural. You're naturally curious, like, how mm-hmm. does that work? And that's what everybody wants to know. I mean, yeah. you can figure out, you know, they each had separate jobs. One of them's a teacher. One of them's a nurse. They do it, you know, going either mm-hmm. way. But you want to know, how does that actually work?
Yeah, I mean, like, I love my brother like crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't want to be right there, you know, when he and his wife are making the relations.
No.
Mm.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to have to feel the recoil of it.
Oh my God.
Like I'm trying to, you know, I'm saying, listen, you know, trying to listen to them Ben Shapiro or somebody, my ear does, and I'm having,
oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Calm down.
It's so bad.
Oh, it's so rough.
Do you think oddly of him? I mean, yeah. the guy that.
Yeah.
Even though they should have love, you know, it's like you want him to have,
know,
have a normal just, life, but what's he doing?
I don't know. I think that he is. I think of him as being obviously being outside the norm.
Yep.
I don't think of him as really being gross or a pervert or anything like that. You know, it's just kind of like somebody who chooses like a, you know, that bright yellow car.
Yeah.
You know, it's not anything that I would ever do, but I don't hate on them for it.
Who's odder? This guy that marries one of the conjoined twins or the guy that married Gypsy Rose while she was in jail? Ryan. Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
What's more odd to you?
I think that marrying a conjoined twin.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jody said at some point during that reality show about Gypsy that she ended up feeling kind of sorry for that guy, Ryan. She did him wrong. I mean, because he went from being so annoying and cringe and everything to Jody actually saying, I kind of felt sorry for him at times.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying that yeah. Gypsy Rose felt sorry for the way she treated him.
No, Jody did.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's tenderhearted.
Mm-hmm. But.
Except if it's somebody following.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, because there are a lot of guys who are attracted to women in prison because they can't go around. You know, if you're dating somebody in prison, they're not running around on you.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about them being out getting in trouble or anything.
Well,
they could be, you know, obviously having in caged heat affairs and stuff inside the prison. But I mean, they're not going out with their ex-boyfriends, which is what she did when she got out.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Man.
Daggum Gypsy.
And you also hear these, I was telling my friend Mark yesterday that some of these states, if you start up a relationship with a prisoner, I've seen it on that show, Love After Lockup.
Yeah.
Where you can adopt them. You can adopt adults. And I don't know what the reason for that would be, but you adopt an adult.
It's like, you adopt a highway. You know, it's not in your ownership, but you kind of take control of maintaining it. So it probably works the same way. Writing letters and sending them money when they need it and birthday cards. Yeah.
But I mean, you go through a legal process.
Though. It is legal?
Mm-hmm. And what? I don't know why anybody would do that. Because it doesn't, I don't think it gives you any type of power over them or anything.
Over 18,
anything. Yeah. It is weird.
Hmm. We should do it for the show, though.
Yeah, you want me to adopt you?
Would you?
Yeah.
We should get that done.
But I wouldn't want you having nothing else to do with your birth daddy.
You got it.
You got a new daddy now. I'm your daddy now.